Mishnah Yomi, we are learning Maseches Brachos. We are now up to the 8th parak. Elu Dvarim Shebein Beis Shammai Ubeis Hillel Besuda. The Mishnah says that there are several differences between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding various practices that we have at a meal. The first one is the following. Beis Shammai Omrim Mevarech Al Yom V'Achar Kach Mevarech Al Yayin. Beis Shammai says that on Friday night or on a Yontif night, when we recite Kiddush, the first bracha that we recite is a bracha on the day itself, on the Kedusha of the day. On Friday night, the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos. And afterwards, then we say the bracha on the wine of Bori Pri HaGafen. We don't do this. We'll follow Beis Hillel in a moment. But the Gemara explains the rationale for Beis Shammai is that the first thing that we do is that we acknowledge the day. Why are we having wine? Why is it necessary to recite a Bori Pri HaGafen before we even begin the meal? So first we say, oh, it's Mekadesh HaShabbos, or it's Yontif, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. It's Shabbos, it's Yontif, and now because it's Shabbos and Yontif, now we'll make a bracha on the wine, now we'll say Bori Pri HaGafen. Beis Hillel, Omrim Beis Hillel disagree, and they say Mevarech Al Yayin, V'achar Kach Mevarech Al Yom. They say, no, first you say the Bori Pri HaGafen, and only afterwards do you say the bracha on Shabbos or on Yontif. The reason for Beis Hillel is the Gemara explains two reasons. Number one, Shayayin Gorim L'Kedusha. It's the wine that brings about the Kedusha, the sanctity, that we're only allowed to recite Kiddush if we have wine there. If you don't have wine, you can also say the Kiddush on bread. But you need one of those things. You need wine or bread to say the Kiddush. So first, you acknowledge the fact that you have the wine available. You say the Bori Pri HaGafen, and then you say the Mekadesh HaShabbos. Or the other possibility is the general rule that we have of Tadir Sheino Tadir Tadir Kodem. Whatever bracha is more common is the bracha that comes first. And since saying a Bori Pri HaGafen is much more common, you can say that any day of the week, anytime you have wine, or we say we have wine for many other occasions besides for Kiddush, we have for Berachas HaMazon, we have at a wedding. It's much more common to have wine. Therefore, first you say the Bori Pri HaGafen, and then you'll say the Mekadesh HaShabbos or Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, and we follow Beis Hillel. The next Mishnah, the one following, discusses laws of tuma and tara, ritual impurity. Beis Shammai omrim notlin liyadayin v'achar kach mozgin es hakos. That what a person should do if they have to both say kiddush as well as hamotzi, first you should wash your hands, make an an latilas yadayim, and only afterwards should you pour the cup of wine. The reason for Beis Shammai, the Gemara explains, is that if you would touch the cup first, so the concern is that maybe some drops of wine or liquid that's inside the cup will splash on outside the cup, and your hands, which are midrabanan at least, are tumme, they're sheni l'tumma, so they have this second level of tumma. So the concern is, touching the cup without any liquid is not going to be a problem. But if there's now liquid that splashes out, that liquid will transfer the tumah from your hand to the cup. That will make the cup tameh, and that will compromise you using the wine inside, according to Beis Shammai. Therefore, first, a person should wash their hands, make sure they're no longer tameh, and then they're able to touch the cup. That's Beis Shammai's opinion. Beis Hillel omrim, mozgnes akos v'yachar kach notlin liyadayim. Beis Hillel says, no, just the opposite. First, pour the cup of wine, and then wash your hands. That's what we do. Why? Because the concern is that if you will first wash your hands, so you then have to dry them, but you may not dry them properly, and then there may be some liquid on your hands. And if that's the case, the concern is, what happens if the cup itself is already tummy? Beis Hillel is not concerned, the Gemara says, with using a tummy cup. But what would happen is the tummy cup would then transfer that tumma through the liquid that's still on your hands to your hands, making your hands tummy, and thereby compromising the whole reason why you washed your hands in the first place. It was to remove the tumma, but now the tumma came back, again, through that tummy cup, through the liquid back to your hand. So therefore, Beis Hillel says, disagreeing with Beis Shammai, first a person should pour the cup of wine, and afterwards they should do netilas yadayim. We'll do one more Mishnah Gimel. Beis Shammai omrim mekaneach yadav b'mape umanicha al ha-shulchan. That a person should wipe their hands with a towel and place it on the table. This is referring to the towel that's used to wash one's hands after Netilas Yadayim. The question is, where should you place that towel? Should you place it on the table or place it on the cushion on your seat? Where, again, back in the day, they used to do what we saw a few Mishnayos earlier. They used to lean on the seat. So Beis Shammai was of the was concerned that if that seat was tame in any way, so the mapa, the napkin, could be saturated now with liquid, and what could possibly happen is that the tuma of the seat would then transfer its tuma through the medium of the liquid on the napkin to the napkin. Then if a person then used the napkin, so it would make their hands tame, and then would not be that would then be a problem for them touching a food, touching other liquids. So therefore, he said, don't place it on the on the cushion, but rather place it on the table. Beis Hillel omrim, no, ala kesses. Beis Hillel said that just the opposite, that a person should put it on the dafka on the seat, but not put it on the table. And the Bartner explains, Beis Hillel savri mutli shtavish b'shulchan shusheni l'tuma, that a person is allowed to use a table that has a secondary status of tuma. Hilkach lo yaniach hamapa al shulchan. Therefore, because the table itself has a second level of tuma, specifically, do not place a wet napkin on the table. Shema yidmu hamashkim shibimapa machmas al shulchan. What happened is that the liquid on the napkin will become tame through the shulchan. And as a result, that liquid on the that's still saturated within the napkin will then potentially be metame any food that's on the table. However, but if you place it on the chair, ain't lachosh, no concern. The biggest concern that you might have is that your hand will then touch that that saturated napkin, and your hands will become tamei. But minatora, the hands are not a problem. It's only midrabanan that we require washing to begin with to touch chulin. Not like Beis Shammai, who says place the napkin on the table.